Ready.
Did we start with a song? What's that one?
Congratulations!
Did we already do,
are you recording?
Song back.
Who should we sing, really?
Gotta be so good.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Reunited cause we are
so good.
There's one girl in here and she'll get as smart as it. We both are so excited.
Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rose.
And me, Mason Wazwaz.
Okay, we're back. This is season two.
We were gone
for a long ass time.
Premiere.
And I asked for listener feedback. That's the reason we left was because people weren't sending enough listener feedback.
We're out of here.
And so we got a lot of unread emails and most of them are from Jack Fisher Gallery.
Hey, Jack. You can't read all your emails.
Jack Fisher's got to show up. Hey, guess what?
Jack Fisher has a show up.
He sure does. Irving Street Projects, you got
Kathy Lou.
Event coming up. Perfect timing that we're back right now because there is going to be an event there on October 7th, 3 to 5 p.m.
That's called on Sunday.
Yep, that's on Sunday. Mixed Drinks with an A. Part of Peach Garden, Kathy Lou's show over there.
Those sculptures look amazing.
Yes.
They look kind of like exploded
testicles.
Like volcanoes.
I thought you were going to say sunset
colors.
Yes, they are. And there's like vapor, I think, that comes out.
Really?
Yeah, it's
so
very interesting.
They're actually ejaculating as well?
Yeah. Well,
are they supposed to be penises?
No, I was thinking testicles.
Okay, testicles don't ejaculate. Let's just get that straight.
They're part of that process.
They are part of the process. However,
that's not the hole that where
they think it's a vulva.
There's no hole that comes out.
They're peaches.
Okay. Point is, Mason, get out there. 4331 Irving Street.
You know, Kate, it's funny that you say that because on my little piece of paper here, I actually have it also that says Kathy Lou Show.
Oh,
exclamation
good.
Point.
Oh, great. Okay. What else did we get here? We got so many things. Adobe Gallery.
They've got so much shit going on these days.
Oh,
I'm so happy for them.
They said, keep up the great work.
Aww.
They love hearing our comments.
Adobe.
And they want any publicity about the fundraiser that they're doing.
Oh, yeah. We want to do that.
And it's over.
Fuck. You know what? Everyone, if you missed Adobe's fundraiser, go ahead and donate anyhow.
Is it over?
They're always going to accept money from you.
The exhibition they're telling us about
is
already
over.
Long over. So send out some money to
no
our
No one
friends.
Listened to our when we're coming back.
Yeah, and that's the funniest part.
We've been gone for two
and
months
sure
or
enough,
something.
We get a lot of outreach while we're gone. So go give some money to Adobe Gallery. Okay, here's a fresh email, Mason. Ready for this?
Ready.
My name is Lyle, and
hey.
I'm a commercial casting director in L.A.
Oh, are we going to get famous?
My specialty is finding people who aren't necessarily actors for commercial projects. I'm casting a paid project for Evernote. They want us to come and audition for a commercial for Evernote.
Should we do it?
Fuck no.
Come on.
This is a scam.
It's hysterical.
That's a scam. Okay. Mm-hmm. Vicky Guttner's got some clay news
you
for
us. Just bashed the dreams.
Hey, pal. Bedford Gallery in Walnut Creek has an opening that probably happened 900 in August. August 9th. Okay. Great job.
900 years ago.
Growlery's got a whole mess of things. Ooh. Christine Wong Yap.
Yep.
Hi, Kate and Maymay. You're asking for it, so here's some listener feedback.
Oh, yeah, girl, go.
I think, what if there's some criticism in here?
That's okay. We
gird
can take
your
it.
Loins. It could, we could
can
really
take
get
it.
Our
we
ass handed
it.
To us with this email.
Christine will do it in the nicest way, though.
Okay, but just really get ready, because
okay,
I don't know if I'm saying this, but I don't think I'm ready. So
okay.
I'm going to really just
let's
take it.
Let's take a deep breath, ready?
Straight to the gut, like if you threw a medicine ball.
1, 2, 3, breathe in.
Okay.
Breathe out.
Okay. I think my all-time favorite episodes have been with Jaime Cortez, and I also really liked the recent one with Patricia Carino.
Aww.
Very insightful thoughts about art making, and exhibition making practices. At the same time, I also enjoy the short detours and bits that get a little weird and surreal in small doses.
Uh-oh. Is that a comment? Smiling. She's like,
face.
Uh-oh.
I think the second thought segment could be a good idea. It's important to see how opinions and perspective have evolved. Okay, do you remember that segment? Where I Tell was like, again. Oh, I changed my mind.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we'll have that.
I like
Do you
that.
Have any second thoughts right now?
Right the second I do not.
One hard part of that is we don't always remember anything that we've said.
You mean me. I don't remember
and
shit.
And in particular, Maysoon.
Oh.
And she especially loves institutions behaving badly.
Oh, yeah.
So anyhow, Maysoon, any other institutions behaving badly?
Yeah, I'd say all of the ones who are laying off their curators.
Oh, yes.
Like SFAI.
SFAI's DeRosa, Walter McBean Gallery laid off.
Katie Hood Morgan.
Yep.
Which I actually, so Sarah Hotchkiss,
yes,
local luminary, this,
yeah,
wrote an article
a little,
few weeks ago.
Yep. We'll link to it in the underworld.
Funny.
Okay, I think the local electoral politics episodes are really important, but since I'm no longer voting in the area, I usually skip those. That's just
okay.
Me, she says. Speaking of which, I would like to tell everyone to vote yes on Prop 10, which puts a cap on rent prices. I think it is statewide, Mason.
It must be because
I think it's also LA. It's everywhere, yeah. Yep. And I would also like
to... Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
that's fucking huge.
Yes on Prop 10. Tell everyone.
Yes, I'm Prop 10.
And then I also would like to endorse for assembly member for California Assembly District 15, which is mainly Alameda County. I would like to endorse Jovanka Beckles.
Oh, yeah. You've been rooting for her for the past year, I'd say.
Yep. I love her. And she came in second in the primary to Buffy Wicks, who blows. And Jovanka Beckles is endorsed by the Democratic Socialists of America.
Oh.
And all the teachers' unions. Okay, so Jovanka Beckles and Prop 10, but we'll do our full voter guide, which Christine Wong Yap will skip closer to the election.
We should do that pretty soon, actually.
Okay. People register
to
vote. You
I
can
think
register
we should do
until
it,
the 22nd.
I think we need to do it sooner than we did the last one, like a few weeks in advance, like 3 weeks in advance.
Okay. You want to just do it next episode?
Maybe we should do it next episode.
Ugh, I can't.
I but do also want to say that everyone should vote yes on E.
Okay, what's that one?
And that's basically the 1% for arts.
Oh, right.
Re-instigating that.
And she wants to hear more about like the little collectives and spaces and independent curators and artists that are popping up. You know who's been doing interesting stuff? Cal Cullen in Cincinnati. With Wavepool Gallery, some project helping local refugees. Okay, I'll put a link. She sent a link to us.
Okay, great. Wait, was that it with Wong Yap?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Christine, for your feedback. It didn't cut me to the core like I thought it was about to.
Nope.
Okay. I want to give a congratulations to Indira Allegra and KRM Mooney, the Artadia, the Bay Area Artadia winners. Well,
wait, just the two of them?
Yeah, it always only goes
it's
to
only
two.
It's only two. Wow.
Yeah. Great.
Those
list,
two have
everybody.
Been just blowing up. I mean, so many people, but.
Yep.
Don't you think?
I'm well honest. Deserved.
Yeah.
Jack Fisher got to show up. Bay Area Now happened. Did you see it?
It's still happening.
It's up till March.
Forever.
Did you see?
I didn't see it yet. Did
oh,
you?
Oh, I saw it. Here's my full review.
I'm really
review.
Excited.
Great job. Liked it. I mean, the okay, let's be real here.
Full review. Soon. Great job. Liked it. Done.
End. We'll talk about it when you go see it. Have you heard of this Marrow? My bad.
Marrow?
Have you heard of Marrow Gallery?
No, who's there?
There is a show up. JK, it's down.
Fucking A. Oh, my God. Can
Let
you at least
you
talk
the
about
address,
the gallery? Just
you
give
can
us
know
the
where
gallery.
It is. Oh, no. What the fuck? This is at Irving Street. This is the same address as Irving
Kathy
Street.
Kathy Lou,
project.
You're trying to mess with us.
I don't get it. Okay, Montalvo.
Oh, I haven't been there in a while.
They still exist. Gallery. Okay, here's the show going at the gallery right now. It's up till October 6th. It's called Bodies in Play. It's an exhibition that showcases two perspectives.
It's up until October 6th?
Yeah.
That's Saturday, everyone. Get to it if you want to see it.
Two perspectives on issues concerning the body in relation to the intergenerational Filipinx American Identity.
Kimberly, I think it's a Cebu Arteche.
And Francis Kalimlim.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
So get out there ASAP. Okay?
Cool.
You know what I heard about? Jack Fisher done gotta show up again.
Oh my God.
Okay, great. And the painting salon is taking proposals for their next season.
Hey, have you done one of those salons?
I mediated a conversation between Marcella Pardo Ariza and Stuart Pittman, and it was fantastic.
That sounds amazing.
It was basically the best thing I've ever done. Except for this weird video that I just made that is may or may not be showing at the weird event that the Wattis has coming up for their like anniversary party.
Oh.
Yeah. I made like a
little. That wasn't
they
for
asked
your
a bunch
show?
Of, no, I bunched a bunch of artists. They asked a bunch of artists to do creepy little videos and I did.
Why
one.
Creepy? Was that specifically?
Well, no, that was my interpretation. Anyhow, point is, the submission deadline for the painting salon is Halloween, October 31st.
That's fun.
So you can just email those over to thepaintingsalon@gmail.com. You need to give your cover letter, why you're interested in taking over the salon and what you plan to do. For the first year of talks, they're giving it over fully. What?
Let's take it over.
Hell no. We can't have any more projects. I'll die. May soon. You want to put events together?
They'll just become our podcasts.
No. Oh, that's not a bad idea.
We do like once a month. One month is like a conversation between artists.
You got to send your... Go ahead and do it. Send your CV.
Send I'm going to do it for us though, Kate.
Links to examples of other curatorial projects or successful events and anything else you think it's relevant to know. What's going on, Sarah? Are you handing it off?
She's taking a break, man. No, I don't actually know what she's doing.
For searching for a new director.
Aww.
Yeah, new director or co-director. So it could be you and a friend. Send it in. Also, there's a new show opening at BAM PFA.
Oh.
Harvey.
Way Bay is gone?
Oh, yeah.
Way Bay 2?
Say.
No more. Say adieu. Way Bay, say good day.
Say good day. As a goodbye to Weibei because it's long over.
So that Margaret sent us an email.
Okay, but Maysoon, here's the deal. This is the most important thing that people need to know that now that we're back.
Okay.
We have 15 new production interns. Okay? So if anybody comes to your location with a press pass from Congratulations Pine Tree, you got to let them in because we got a whole bunch of production interns. They're hitting the streets.
Yeah, they're doing interviews.
Notes,
they're doing all the work.
Interviews. And they are going to be, doing the hard work of reviewing the shows out there. So if you're a dick to any of these production interns, we're going to badly review your show with cruelty and malevolence.
They're not going to be a dick to anyone, Kate.
All the exhibition spaces?
Yeah, no.
You think they'll be nice
just
to our production
interns?
Just
SF MoMA will be the dick.
Well, yeah.
And maybe fucking 500 Cap Street.
I think SF MoMA will be nice because it's usually just, when I go with a press pass, I just talk to the person at the info
desk. Just talk to John Gourley.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah. Except I don't think he's at the info desk anymore.
That's great. John Gourley's in Monster Drawing Rally, by the way. I saw his name on the
Bless
list.
Bless his heart.
It made me want to go just to say hi to him.
Monster Drawing Rally's coming up at Minnesota Street Project.
It's this Friday.
This Friday.
6 to 9, 6 to 10, something like that. Hundreds of artists drawing over a hot drawing pad.
Piping hot sketch
pad. Piping hot sketch pad.
Okay, what's Margaret saying to us? We got an email from Margaret Tedesco about this show coming up, Fused. Is it called Fused Space?
It's, yeah, Fused Seven Places of the Mind, right?
No, the location.
Oh, I don't know. I can't get into my email.
It's 1401 16th Street in San Francisco. Seven Places of the Mind. It's on view October 11th to January 25th, and it opens that on the 11th from 6 to 8. And some great artists, Rebecca Bollinger, Ajit Chauhan, Catherine Fairbanks, and Dylan Crossman, Nikki Green, Leonie Geyer, Claudia LaRocco.
Yeah.
She's got a limited edition chat book coming out.
Honestly, it looks like a great show. I was excited
Maggie
by it.
Maggie Preston, Billy White, and David Zuttermeister. Okay, look, you're upsetting the cat.
She's so cute.
Okay, what else did we need to give updates about? Oh, God, people. Craig Calderwood has a show up over there at the luggage store.
That's right.
And it is one of the best shows that you're going to be able to feast your eyes on this season and any season in the Bay Area.
And you do you know what their hours are? Because I sure can't ever fucking figure it out.
And the luggage store is open Wednesday through Saturday from noon to 5. And they also have appointments.
I'm going to go tomorrow.
If you want to make an appointment, you can give them a call. 415-255-5971. Okay, so get over there.
Did you see the show at the
water? There's so many great shows!
We got Barry and Al. We got Craig Calderwood.
Yep. Did I see the show at the Wattis?
The show before.
With all the people milling around? Dancing
yeah.
and stuff?
Yeah.
No, I didn't, but I heard great you things about it. Show? Margaret's very upset that I didn't see it. I'm
the
sorry.
The fuck? It was one of the best shows I've seen in so long.
Tell me about it, stud.
Except for I only saw one of the performance, like one of the acts. This is the dumb part about
it. Okay, give it to me straight.
All right. So the Wattis show. This is the thing. I'm pissed that I found out about it. I kept seeing people post about it on Instagram. There's some dancer doing some thing.
Yeah, there's all kinds of weird
I just
body
felt like
shapes.
I don't understand. How come I felt like I kept missing these performances. I was like, why do I keep missing these performances? What's going on? Finally, my colleague Jackie Emma was like, listen, Maysoon, get your shit together. Get over there. Because the whole fucking show is basically performances. It's not like you're missing one performance. You're missing, they're all, every day is a performance.
So anytime you go there, there's shit going on?
So there were, what they called were like five services. And so it was performers performing a service. And the services were anything from like, I think like washing the window. Some dancers were reading essays about embodiment and performance economies. The one I saw, I believe was number 5. And there were two dancers interpreting notes that were written on pieces of paper that were taped to the wall. And so my understanding from the wall text was that the notes were from the curator who had gone out to see shows in the Bay Area and was writing some notes or some like things that inspired his thing, like inspired thinking from the shows. I don't really know if that's true because the notes were a lot about tech, like new tech world, whatever. And so the dancers were reading those notes or taking words from notes across the room from one another and just doing these different sort of movement inspired movement basically. And I went there with a friend of mine and we were sad.
So wait, is it over?
It's over.
Oh fuck.
I think it ended last weekend.
Sorry, Wadi.
And I'm yeah, it's already over, but I'm just saying it was a fucking great show. And I wish that I'd gotten on board sooner because I would have gone every fucking weekend basically just to hang out in the room.
Well, at the rival of CCA, SFAI, they have a show up in their Walter McBean gallery that's Will Brown, the collective, has a show where they took the money that they got as like an artist fee for the show and they invested it in a cryptocurrency called Ethereum. And so they basically have it set up where if the value of the Ethereum fluctuates, a song plays in the gallery very loudly.
You can hear it across the hall.
And a light goes off. So either it plays a song and then there's kind of a happy sound that it went up and a green light comes on, or there's a sad sound at the end of the song and I think a red light. Although I haven't seen it go down yet. So I'm assuming it's a red light.
And so what happens with them? Where does that money go? The money they're making?
And so then they're going to skim off the profit they're making and the money's going to go back to SFAI to like fund student and faculty projects.
But is it going to like the administration or is it going to like individual teachers? Like, will Lindsay hand over $100 to you at some point?
Well, they're having a town hall on the 30th where they're going to kind of explain what the process is to try to get that money. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's like an application process and who decides.
Real?
I think it's real.
Cryptocurrency?
Cryptocurrency is real as fuck, dude. One of my friends made a lot of money off of Bitcoin.
Wait, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Do people use Bitcoins?
It doesn't matter. You just buy it, wait for it to get really valuable, then sell it. It's just like a stock.
Who values it?
Who, like, decides like, that it's worth that?
No, no, I mean, who is buying? Who cares about Bitcoin? No, seriously. Like who's using
people
it?
That think that all national currencies are going to be dissolved
yeah.
when the
okay. And there's enough people in the world that, that it's actually making this a valuable currency.
Well, not just that, but they're like, there's only a finite amount of them. So it's just like stocks, Maysoon. It's no different than investing in stocks. Okay, point is, Maysoon, SFAI. Cat Wag's got to show up at the Mills College Art Museum.
There's a show up by Ad Minolti at Catist. But they're, as part of the show, they're curating a series of workshops about, it seems like it's about painting. Oh, because it's called, the show's called The Feminist School of Painting.
Cute.
And there's a Saturday series that goes through the whole show.
Oh, I heard about that shit. It opened already.
It already opened. I'm just saying, yeah. It looks like an interesting show. Oh, I want to encourage people to go to it.
Get in there.
You know, you got people like Sarah Hotchkiss.
Jesus Christ, it took me 35 minutes to realize I knew what you were talking about.
All sorts of people leading workshops. I think you should go to it.
Big time. Get in there. There's also the new show at SOEX, curated by Sophia Wong and executed or whatever by Surabhi Seraph.
Yeah, called the Center for Emotional Materiality.
There's a bunch of artists involved with
that. There's like art, it's an artist in residency kind of thing.
The Black Aesthetics doing a talk.
Indira Allegra. Is it a talk or is it a residency?
They're coming. I know they're coming to do some sort of presentation.
We got Christian Nagler doing something. Dorothy Santos. Laura Hyunji Kim.
Ooh, is Tiara she going to be here? We should have her on the show again.
Okay, great.
Maysoon, another thing that's happening is Christina Linden and Allison Smith are back in the Bay Area. Welcome back. Let's welcome them back, Maysoon.
Welcome back, you two.
Okay, great job with that. That reminds me of the other show that I loved. Motherfucking Amanda Creary's got to show up at Romer Young.
Yeah, okay, good. I want to go see that.
And that is a good-ass show. It's called Country House. There's all kinds in there.
We interviewed her.
She's referencing all kinds. Yeah, we did a long time ago, like one of our earliest interviews.
I love her.
Let's just play that interview. Bye. JK, we're not doing that. But maybe we could. Anyhow, point is, I'll put a link in the underworld to our interview with Amanda Creary. God damn, I really enjoyed that show. Josh Fott's also in Bay Area now.
Oh,
speaking of queer craft.
There is an interesting exhibition title. I can't quite get a grip on it. Maybe you know it. It opens tomorrow. It opens tonight, Friday, from 6 to 9. It's called Political Birthdays Opening.
Oh, I haven't heard about this.
It's at this place called Dream Farm Commons, 349 15th Street in Oakland. Political Birthdays is a group exhibition comprised of video, performance, ephemera, flags, textiles, painting, mixed media, blah, blah, blah. The exhibition is one such offering, an orientation in response to this quote by Christine Wong Yap that I don't have on me. Yeah, that emphasizes visibility, agency, and collaboration as resources, sites of inquiry, and tools. But the title is confusing to me.
Wait, let me see it one more time.
It's not the full on. There's like Jesslyn Allen. There's a bunch of people we know who are in the show. It sounds really intriguing. I'm gonna go see the show for sure. I probably won't go to the
opening. Political Birthdays.
Yeah.
Is opening part of the title or are they just talking about the opening?
I think I probably read it like it was part of the title. I didn't mean to.
Okay, fascinating. Matt Baruso's got a show up there over at Cloaca/Cloaca Projects.
Yeah.
Get in there.
I think that's already up, so that's up for another
couple
of weeks.
That one's freaking me out a little bit.
Did you see it?
Well, I just keep seeing the image of that hand, and I'm like, is this hand cut off?
Wait, it's amazing. I love the title. Can you read the title?
The title is Hands, Feet, and Their Supports.
I'm curious about that.
Patricia Sweetow's got to show up.
No, there's
a double header. Oh, it's an event.
It's an event this
October
Saturday.
October 6th is Saturday. Join Ramakano Arwisters for Crochet Jam and Dimitri Broxton for Beading. Oh, and Angela Hennessy Flowers, Alice Leathercraft.
Yeah.
I should go to this.
It's pretty fun.
There's a thing. So that's at Patricia Sweetow Gallery, which, by the way, is in Oakland and not San Francisco.
It's in Oakland again.
You got the Mission Dirt Project by Alana Crispy.
Yeah.
You spelled it wrong.
I know.
On this paper.
But that's at a gallery I hadn't heard of too. So it's another new gallery.
Oh, the Great Highway Gallery. Is that the one in Point Reyes?
No.
It's at 3649 Lawton Street. Where's that?
That's in the San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
That's out in the thing.
Okay, sweet. Where do you make your own clay?
No. I think she's showing some of the ceramics she's been making. She's been digging dirt from under her house.
Yeah, dog.
Like in like this weird crawl space and making ceramics out of them. It's pretty awesome.
Fuck yeah. Ad Minolti is doing a lecture.
We already talked about that. Oh, yeah. Okay.
At SFAI on October 12th from 4:30 to 6.
Are you going
to
go to that?
What kind of day is that? Is that a Tuesday?
It's Friday, the 12th of October, 2018.
That is a Friday. I probably will not go to that.
Did you record that? You should have recorded
that. I sure did. The Chinese Cultural Center has a thing on October 12th. Wesley Tongson, The Journey. It will be the first North American exhibition to show Wesley's early to mature ink paintings, an examination of his journey and artistic breakthroughs.
I want to try to go to their shows more often.
Yeah, they're great.
I want to support more of the cultural institutions that we have in our city.
Yeah. And then October 12th, In Between with Cyrus Yoshi Tabar and Sholay Asghari. At the Growlery.
It's a sound show.
It's a sound show called Soundwave.
Soundwave is organizing it.
Oh, hosted by Soundwave.
There's a whole series of events. Also, our good friend Sofia Cordova and Matt Gonzalez. And Matt Gonzalez Kirkman, uh-huh. Otherwise known as Chucha Santa Maria.
Otherwise known as Cute Lovers.
Cute Lovers. They have a show coming up called Wall, and I don't have the location, so tough luck, everyone.
Oh, they got their new album coming out.
That might be at the Internet Archive, that one.
They got a new Internet album coming out. Is it out yet? God, guys, I'm ready.
I don't know.
We'll play the full
Italy.
Album on the
Ooh,
show.
Ooh, that'd be so
JK,
good.
You don't want us just giving it away.
Oh, yeah, good right? point. Shit. All right, sorry about that.
That's funny. Nikki Green is also in Bay Area now.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, so great. I gotta go.
Yeah, it's just nonstop. Great.
I also want to give a little shout out because our dear friends over at Root Division have their annual auction coming up at the end of the month, October 25th. So go ahead and support them because they're still rocking it.
Guys, I have a show coming up. It opens on October 27th. It's at a brand new gallery just opened. It's called Telematic. It's at 10th and Folsom. Wild times. I'm going to have free pizza. Please come to the show.
Are you
show.
Really going to have free pizza?
Yes. It's a new gallery.
Is it
so
part
it's
of
like
the show?
I'm afraid nobody's going to come.
Are you doing all video?
It's like video sculptures.
Like your show RGB?
I might have. RGB. I think I'm going to have one rocker there too, but I made new video sculpture things.
Is the new rocker with purple suede by any chance or purple corduroy?
No. Okay. None of it was suede or corduroy. They're all made out of pleather.
I know. Hey, also, we got to give a shout out to fucking Ethan. Ethan's about to launch.
Got a new thing.
He's got a new book called The Evening Pink.
I donated to the Kickstarter.
That's fucking
which
awesome.
Which was successfully funded.
And I think he's having a launch. There's a launch party coming up.
Is that open to the public?
It's going to have to be. Because we're announcing it.
We're opening
Ethan,
it.
Ethan, we're opening
we're
it to
opening
the public
it
for
to
you.
The
we're
going to
try to get you some money. Get
so
that
is going to be from 7 to 11 this coming Saturday. Okay. There's a barbecue. I do not think it's open to the public, Mason.
It's cool. It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. Okay, great. Well, just find it. It's at the farm.
It's at the farm out
here
in
the Mission.
San Francisco.
Just smell around for a barbecue. Yep. Okay, what else, Maysoon? Shout out to everybody that patiently waited for the show to come back.
Yeah.
Shout out to George Pfau and Hannah Ireland.
Oh, why? They're so
because
lovely.
Because they have grown their hair long, and it took me an entire evening to know who they were.
That's amazing.
You
what
guys,
do you mean?
Listen, I love
what
you,
the hell do you
so
mean?
Much, and I have face blindness or something. I have like hair change induced.
I don't know hair
face blindness.
Either.
Apparently, I only know people by their hair.
You were just like talking to them and had no idea.
Katie's the same way. We ran into our neighbor who lives a block away from us.
Oh my God, you guys.
And she had a shorter haircut than the last time Katie saw her. And sure enough, Katie was like, "Hi, I'm Katie."
That's amazing. And the neighbor was like, "Yeah, bitch, I've been living next
yeah,
to you
no
for
shit.
Years."
So anyhow, Maysoon, let's make our promises for season 2.
Okay, we're going to be interviewing people every show.
Yes, this is the season that will be when we get our Pulitzer Prize.
Yep. We definitely want to hear from you with segment ideas and interviewee ideas. If there's people you know who are coming to town that you really want to hear from.
What if we start interviewing people coming to town, Mason? Because we don't do a lot of out-of-towners.
But I think that could be really fun.
But I also don't want anyone to talk to us who's from out-of-town.
No.
JK, pretty soon that's going to be everybody.
It's going to be everybody. Yeah. Exactly. We're going to have
to. I got like 5 friends moving to LA in the next few months. Yeah, dude. Okay, so anyhow, point is, just give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. You can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. And I just want to say that if you like listening to audio, there is an internet radio station that's run out of SFAI that I applied to have a show on.
Oh, awesome. So much fun. College radio is so fun.
If you want to tune in, it's always on. TWR, it's called Tower Radio. So it's twr.sfai.edu. You can listen to it anytime. There'll probably be a lot of weird noise music.
And if you want to support your local independent radio station, you should support KXSF.
What is that?
KXSF, it's the old KUSF.
What about KALX?
No, not KALX. KXSF. Calix. Jimbo is a DJ
on that.
What
about KPFA?
Sure.
But what about Mutiny Radio?
We're talking music here.
What about motherfucking...
You said KALX.
Okay, hey, listen, pal.
Now that we've thoroughly confused you.
My show, if I get a show, it's going to be called Roads to Ruin, and it's going to be a call-in show. So you may soon have to listen to it.
I think it's going to be on Wednesday
I
call in
afternoons.
For Jimbo's show all the time.
Well, you better call in for my show.
Well, am I going to be able to get it? Or it's internet, you're saying?
It's on the internet.
Okay, so I can get on the internet. That's easy. Yeah.
They're
what time is your show
going to
be? Is it going to be like 10 o'clock at night? Because that's
no,
the only time I can listen.
No, afternoon, Wednesday afternoon.
Who the fuck?
Just listen at work, Mason.
Meg, I didn't hear that. You didn't hear that.
Nobody heard that.
Jackie, you didn't hear that.
I feel like there were a few more updates that we're overlooking.
Passport.
Passport's coming up October 21st.
October 21st. It's Kate's mom's birthday. Also, she's turning 70.
Don't tell.
Did I make that up?
Don't tell.
She looks like she's not a day older than 15.
Okay, Mason, here's the deal. Reunited and it feels so good.
Oh!
Reunited.
And it's understood. What the hell does that line mean?
I don't know. Oh, right. From the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been...
Congratulations,
Pine Tree! Season 2!
Ow!